Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Monday. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. Omaha tonight, game three between Tennessee and Texas A&M. Game seven of the Stanley Cup Final between the Oilers and the Panthers. It's a big sports night on June 24th, which is rare but awesome.
How are you going to approach tonight, Chaser? What's on the big screen?
Well, luckily, two TVs are the same size, so
okay.
We'll just do the side-by-side and probably put Monday Night Raw on like the iPad or something and be all set.
Look at you. Big party tonight? People coming over?
No, I want to be left alone.
Okay. So, my man. Training you well in this world to do that.
Yeah, you really are. Like, I'm realizing, you know, tomorrow's my birthday, so I turn 37. And I'm realizing the older I get.
Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, buddy. The older I get, I'm just like, you know, I don't want to do anything. People are like, what do you want to do? You want to go out? I'm like, do I have to?
It's just well, that's our question tomorrow, man, is something along with your birthday. Like, where do we take Chase McCabe for his birthday?
I don't have to.
No, we are. All right, speaker, you good for this?
And Joe and I are going to sing to you.
Please don't.
We're going to harmonize.
And the speaker's going to sing to you like Marilyn Monroe sang to JFK.
Yes, I am. Or like Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah. Could do that. Please don't. That's just creepy when you
don't
do
finish
it,
Joe. It's weird when you do it.
Birthday to the boss. I might wear a Marilyn Monroe dress tomorrow.
Please don't. Oh, God. We don't need to see that. So, yeah. It'll be fun tonight. Definitely we'll watch that. Hey, want to give a shout-out, because we like giving shout-outs, especially local sports and youth sports. Here on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So, Dorothy, who works in corporate here at Cromwell Media,
okay.
Her grandson, T.C. Swan, he's the head coach of the East Robertson Dixie Youth 12 Under Indians. That's their name. They had a big weekend, and he's coached for many years since a lot of these kids were 5 years old. They won the final round of the district playoffs, and they're headed to the state tournament. So, grandma wanted to give grandson a shout out, so we wanted to do that as well. And he's coached, he was coaching his kids, and now he's just, you know,
nice
coaching.
To do that in 180,000 degree temperature, well done.
Acknowledge me.
And we acknowledge you. So that is for sure. Nice shout out.
Yes, love it. There's a lot that's going on. So congrats to the East Robertson Indians. That's also the name of the high school as well when they get up there. It's a nice community up there, man.
It is.
They have a little, is it a soda shop? Can you ask her? Did you talk to her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll find out.
There's a soda shop up there that's really cool. It's like old fashioned, but like really beloved, and people go there all the time. The name right now absolutely escapes me, but it's really cool. If you know it, hit the text line. But I stopped by there one time. They were fantastic. Soda. We need to open our own soda shop.
Well, Wes and Clark. Yes, we will. Wes in Clarksville says, before you know it, Chase will be going out of town to play bingo. Tag you all. I'm going to be honest with you. I would be fine with that. I'd be fine to go where are you going? A bingo tournament.
Bingo. That's exactly right.
Me and Ricky and, you know, Phil, whoever else, we're going to load up and you go play bingo.
Oh, now you include me. Appreciate
that.
And afterwards, you can play shuffleboard.
Exactly.
No, and get it done. And then have a Matlock marathon.
Tight shorts on.
What are the betting odds tonight on the A&M and the Vols game? I'm curious.
Ooh, that's a great question. All right, let me pull up the old ESPN Bet app. Download
because
that app
before
today.
The tournament started, A&M was the betting favorite to win the tournament. Tennessee was ranked number one. But A&M was the betting favorite to win the College World Series.
All right. Well, let me give you this one first because it's in front of me. Edmonton and Florida in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, both are minus 110 on the money line.
Oh, so not a lot of money to be made there.
No, they're basically saying it's a pick 'em.
Okay.
FanDuel had Tennessee minus 250 earlier.
Okay.
But that's not the official sporting book.
ESPN right. Bet has Tennessee at minus 250.
Okay.
A&M plus 175.
So they say Tennessee's the favorite.
Tennessee is the favorite.
Right. Okay.
They like the under too, under 10.5.
Oh. Really? Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know. I'd go over.
God. Baseball is such a weird game because Tennessee was great early on this season about getting out to massive leads in the third and fourth inning, but now they've rallied in the ninth. I thought they were done last night, and then they start smacking homers out of that ballpark and get it done. And, you know, hockey to me is a momentum game. It just – you could be 0-0-0. I mean, Edmonton could outplay Florida all game – the entire game. Florida scores with a minute 48 and wins the game and been outplayed the entire game. It's just great and crazy how sports works. Wasn't the Preds game in the against Vancouver, didn't they outplay them? I forget what game it was. Completely out – might have been the clincher here.
Yeah.
And then Vancouver scores in, like, the last 2 minutes and wins.
I mean, that's what it could be. Like, can you imagine if it goes to overtime? Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final going to overtime, or Game 3 of the College World Series going to extras.
Has that ever happened in Game 7 of a Stanley Cup Final?
I don't know. I would think probably.
Super Bowl once, is that right?
Yeah, 28-3.
Patriot Falcons, that's it, yeah.
I mean, because I remember with Titans and Rams that they were making such a big deal of that you know, if Dyson got in and they kicked the point, that'd be the first time going to overtime.
Now you got me looking back the World Series, the 91 World Series between, was that in extra innings? No.
That would have been, that was Braves Twins. And Twins.
I don't think
Game 6, I think, was extra because Puckett walked it off.
Yes,
he did. Was at the bottom of the ninth.
That's sure. You're exactly right.
And then game seven was
Game 6 was 11 innings. Puckett hit it and won that game. And then Game 7 was 10 innings.
Okay.
Minnesota won 1-0. And I remember that. Yeah, most of it vividly, but
I was 4.
Are you kidding me? Much? I was still mad at the Braves for trading Dale Murphy. Still am.
Yeah. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
But I would it not be great for Game 7 tonight of the Stanley Cup Final to go to overtime and then keep going? That would be so great.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they just played, like, 3 overtime periods. Like, if it was like it was here against San Jose.
Oh, yes. Just keep on and on and on and on and on.
That'd be awesome. And Matias Ekholm scores the winner.
That's disheartening to know. You said earlier about Florida fans selling those tickets. I mean, it's 2,000.
Well, I mean, like, let's see if I can pull this up. I don't remember who sent it. Well, it was probably Ricky, but I mean, you think about, like, if you're getting 2,000 to 3,000 for that, like, that's now if it's your team and you're a diehard fan and you got a chance to see them win the Stanley Cup for the first time, you're not selling your ticket.
No. Not at all. I mean, why would you do that if you're a massive fan? That's something you could take with you forever. Hey, I was at that game seven. Well, I'd see why not. We should fly down today.
Yeah, let's go see if we can do that.
More tickets, head down there. Private jet. Fly Allegiant. We'll get there by Thursday.
Oh, that was good. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com. Also, our question of the day.
Yeah, tonight, game 3 of the College World Series. You're going up to bat, bottom of the ninth. Your team's down 5-4, bases loaded. Your walk-up song. You got 12 seconds for them to play your walk-up song as you head to the plate. A lot of great responses. No wrong answers except the one the speaker gave us earlier. But you've got no wrong answer to walk up there and get it done.
Hold on. How's that wrong?
I'm just messing with you, man. Make sure you're paying attention.
I'm paying attention. Okay, I'm always paying attention.
You are paying attention now that you popped in there. Chaser, what was yours again? The game by
Motorhead.
Triple
H's thing.
I might do something. We had a call earlier so you'd do Baby Shark. I just think people would be fired up.
Baby Shark.
And if you play a little Hello Darling by Conway Twitty, people are like, what in the hell is he playing? And be perfect.
I thought you were going to say like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or something like that.
No, but Hello Darling, nice to see you. And you walk up to the plate. It's me and it's Conway Twitty. Conway Twitty reverberating through the Omaha Stadium speaker system at full blast would be something magical. So I'm going to say Hello, Darling, just to do that.
Hello, Darling.
Yeah. I mean, we all do it. Nice to see you. There's plenty of songs that we can
play. You know, mine would be, you want a man with a slow hand.
What Conway Twitty song will you play tonight as you walk up?
We're changing the question. I think I've said it to you. There's an AI. It's a tight fitting jeans. You know, you had that song, tight fitting jeans, right? It's an AI of Conway Twitty doing Into Club So they call him Conway 50. And he's doing Into Club to tight-fitting jeans. And I laugh my butt off every time I see
and
it.
And the sad thing is we can't play it.
No, we can't play it. But like it sounds just like Conway Twitty.
It is. Same beat and everything. It's fantastic. Oh, that AI is scary.
Do you even know who Conway Twitty is?
I don't know who that is.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's a baby.
So you were born in 04?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, yeah, yeah. We feel old. Now we should go play bingo. Put our teeth in and all that. I mean,
Matlock.
But here's the deal. Here's what makes
More Matlock!
Here's what makes you better than the former program director, Ryan Porth. You're willing to learn and not like, that's stupid. Damn. I'm not watching that. That's stupid. So you're willing to do that, so thank you. That drove me crazy.
There.
that drove me crazy about Ryan. I haven't seen A Few Good Men. I'm not going to watch that either. Just the
that's a great movie.
Thank
I've
you.
Seen that
thank
one.
You. Yeah. Your parents raised you right.
Yeah. I've always been told I was born in the wrong era.
Well, me too. I've heard that.
Speaker,
too.
Speaker, what high school did you go to?
I went to JP2.
JP. Oh, so we're rich.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
In spirit.
So you and Dr. Crane battling Catholic schools.
We did, yeah. Fun fact about that, actually, my dad was Dr. Crane's PE teacher in elementary school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, good connection there.
And Connor's mom used to work with my mom.
All kind of connections here.
Yeah.
I want to see you two fight for the Bishop's Cup.
It wouldn't be much of a battle.
Out in the parking lot.
Oh, and here's another one. Who is your coach?
Coach Geis at FRA.
Yeah. Now he's at FRA.
So I help him out. I work with him now.
Do you really?
Yeah.
He's a good man.
Yeah, he's a great man.
He is. Well, that's it.
Yeah,
perfect.
There you go. Getting to know Connor.
Get in the speaker.
The speaker. 615-737-1025. We'll get back to our answers to the question of the day coming up next. Jason Big Joe, 1025, 1063, The Game.
Lay it down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay it down and tell
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty. We can just do like Family Guy and just let this play for like 3 minutes.
I love it.
The rabbit holes we go down on this show, Chasing Big Joe.
Well, I mean, be different. Do a walk-up song to Conway. This would be great. And it's like a precursor. Like Vitello could say, we knew we were going to bunt, so lay it down. Pay attention to the walk-up song, teams.
That's how you give the sign.
That's right. You do all that goes on.
Big time, man.
I was proud of us. We had the mayor of Knox County, Glenn Jacobs, on Friday, Kane the wrestler, and I wanted so bad to say, we got the parade route ready to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. So I held off to do that. So I think that's why the Vols will win, because we didn't ask him about parade route. We didn't jinx it for him.
Yeah. If you missed that, go to thegamenashville.com. We were on in afternoons. Glenn Jacobs, the Big Red Machine, came, joined us on Friday,
great,
which was obviously a lot of fun. Craig, to answer our question of the day on our text line, says, this has probably already been said, but I just tuned in. Wild Thing. Always pump me up.
I love the version they play for Robbie and Rex Road.
From Major League.
Yes.
Joan Jett.
Sounds fantastic.
Let's see. Yeah. Walk-up song would be the opening of Muddy Waters' Manish Boy.
I do not know that
I don't know that one.
But if you obviously, it's pretty good. If you're going to text that in.
Let's see. Goodbye Time by Conway Twitty. Two songs, LMFAO, Party Rock, Talking Heads, Burning Down the House.
Love it. I like both of those. Opposite ends of the musical spectrum. I love it.
Let's see. Bases Loaded, Down One. I'm guaranteed to close it out. It's got to be Here Comes the Money by Shane McMahon. 1652. That's his walk-up song.
Oh, okay.
Or his theme, which was Naughty by Nature, I think, is who actually did that.
It's not by Shane McMahon.
No.
I was like, he had a song? That's pretty cool.
9257, I got two. Eye of the Tiger or Rocky Top?
Yeah, Rocky Top's pretty good. Because it just infuriates other fan bases.
It infuriates them. So I remember when, Ricky, if you're listening, help me out. The UFC fighter, he went to UT. Whenever there was a UFC event in the state of Tennessee, he'd come out to Rocky Top. And you'd have everybody singing with him and doing the woo and everything.
Yeah. Is there another fan base song that drives you crazy?
Florida.
What do they have?
They have Tom Petty. No, right. I won't.
I won't back down.
But they don't play that as often as like.
They play it.
I feel like that's fairly new, though.
It's like Alabama. Like, they play in between the third and the fourth quarter, I think.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, Alabama plays Dixieland a lot.
That's a Tennessee. That song about Tennessee, though. It's always made me laugh.
Yeah, I know.
Songs
that's
about.
That's the joke.
Yeah, isn't it not? So it is. I don't know if another. What do the Blackhawks do that used to drive Preds fans crazy? Did they have a song?
Chelsea Dagger, the goal song.
Okay. They still do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It did not play during the playoffs in 2017.
Did not. That's right.
Never heard it. But, yeah, so there's that. I don't know. I mean, I would think, like, in college football, that – I mean, I'm obviously used to it living here, but I would guess that fan bases that aren't Tennessee would say Rocky Top.
Drives him insane. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever gets me in your head rent-free, that's fantastic.
Hate Him from Springfield. Walk-up song would be Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum.
Oh, that's a good one. Because that you recognize
the beginning of it.
Yep. Well done.
It's been in so many movies.
Oh, yeah.
Joey from Bellevue, Seek and Destroy from Metallica. That's a good one.
That was on my list.
Another wrestling
Sting.
Let's see. Chris in Nashville wanted to weigh in. I'm from Omaha, and even though I couldn't make the World Series this year, this is my favorite series so far since my boss is up there with his son and I'm not at the office today. Win-win.
Chris, in air quotes, that's his name. So his boss doesn't know that he's not called in today.
I love when we get these we get these texts and like it auto replies and then it comes back and goes, I'm driving, sent by my car.
Yeah, if it's important, call this number. I was like, okay.
We Are the Champions by Queen. Oh, you can only play that at the end, though, right?
Yes.
5573 says, Bama fight song reminds me of the Looney Tunes. I've said it before. Caught in the Underflow by Black Smoke Trigger. Love it. I don't think I've heard that. Or maybe I have and I don't know I've heard it. That could be one of those songs that's like you know it, but you don't know the name to it or who does it or anything.
Plenty of songs in my head that are that way.
Ovince St. Peru. Thank you. Thank you, Ricky. That was he went to UT.
Allegedly played football, but he didn't. I know you're talking about.
Yeah. So he would come out to Rocky Top. He didn't play football?
He did not. Because his name, he was like Adam St. Prince or something like that is his
name. Ovince St. Peru.
Yeah, he did not play any football.
4650 Have to Be Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy. That's Patrick.
Oh, yes. I figure the first 10 seconds of that, you know what it is. It sounds good. And if you get a base hit, what are you going to have? You have a party.
Hair Metal Henry is Decay by Seven Dust.
He's trying to be cool. Nobody.
That's a good song. No, I mean,
is that a real band, a real song? Okay.
Yeah. 3737 Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Remember, you can only have 12 seconds that can play before you have to turn the music off.
Josh says two more wrestling-based ones, Stone Cold, Steve Austin, or Triple H's theme song. Triple H is the game.
What's the song by Notorious B.I.G. that's bow, bow?
Hypnotize,
yeah.
That has that bass line.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that we can't probably. Oh, wait, is there a G version of that somewhere?
I got it
probably.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Okay.
Ian has it, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Come to Papa by Bob Seger.
I don't know that one.
I don't know. I know most Seger.
Yep.
But I don't know.
That one either as well. Did you pick yours yet?
I said The Game by Motorhead.
That's right.
Did you pick yours, Joe?
Yeah. Hello, Darling, Conway Twitty.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you, to hear Conway Twitty's beautiful voice.
But here's the problem. You would walk up to the plate and be ready to swing. You'd just be like, hello, darling.
Yeah.
You'd say it to the catcher and the ump.
And to the baseball.
And then you'd just watch one right down the middle thinking about it.
No, I'm not like the Tennessee player who didn't swing at 15 straight strikes and stared at the bat. That'd drive me. Amick, is that who it was?
Amick, yeah.
Drove me, didn't swing the bat.
He's got a good walk-up song, though.
The Billy Squire one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
One of the Texas A&M kids, and they were talking about this on the broadcast because, I mean, these guys probably have no idea or were not born yet when this song came out. But one of them walks up to Careless Whisper by George Michael.
Love it.
Or Wham. But, I mean, I heard that and I'm like, okay, props to this.
I love it. Yeah. Anything just off the beaten path like that is fantastic. And then so we'll see, man. It'll be a fun environment tonight.
It will be awesome. 615-737-1025. Keep those answers coming. What would be crazy, too, is if it goes overtime, I don't want to see the game end on, you know, a called strike three. Like, it just go down swinging. Whoever the team is, go down swinging.
I agree. Or no check swings either.
4822 says Green Day, Brain Stew by Green Day. That's a good one. Lisa and Dixon, Get the Party Started by Pink. Okay. It's a good one. Hair Metal Henry, Big Joe's walk-up song is Hey Kool-Aid.
Have to wear red, though.
Yeah.
You got to wear like a red hitting sleeve or something like that.
Oh, man.
Caleb and Gallatin, I Stand Alone by Godsmack, the intro specifically.
Okay, I'll have to listen to that. I'm not familiar with that.
Now, here's another wrestling-esque theme. Jackson says Jimi Hendrix Voodoo Child reprise.
Hollywood Hogan.
Yep. Hollywood.
God, do you know all, Speaker, you know all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Proud of you.
Probably. And that one's even kind of before his time, too.
That was 90s.
What did Ric Flair come out to?
He came out to, I don't know the name, but
it's got an actual name, but most people refer to it as 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yes.
Okay. What about the Honky Tonk Man, who is the greatest wrestler of all time?
He had his own song.
We had Jimmy Hart on, who actually talked about that.
That's right.
Yeah, Jimmy Hart wrote it. Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. He did. Yeah. He came out. My favorite Honky Tonk when Gene, who was the announcer?
Mean Gene Okerlund.
Yeah, was asking him like a real question, and he didn't understand it. Honky Tonk Man, he's like, you're no journalist, Gene Bean. It was just something so stupid that stick with me now for 35, 40 years.
Okay, Al, you're right. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Thank you for telling me. Tell Chase it's not overtime. It's extra innings.
I know what you meant, though.
You think Al gets mad when you say Stanley Cup Finals instead of final?
Oh, yeah. I worked with some. I said finals, and I didn't know, and somebody I worked with one time.
I was actually talking about two different things.
It's and so final.
Whatever.
But you were talking about hockey at that time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stanley hockey fan will get mad at you. Like, it is Stanley Cup final.
And that's fine. In
the NBA finals.
I have no problem. If that's how it's being said, I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
Please correct me. Don't yell at me, because then I'm just going to say finals all day long.
Yeah.
You know, it's Stanley Cup final.
You know what my favorite, when I was producing the critically acclaimed Greg Pogue and Big Joe show?
Yeah.
And you used to say Illinois.
Just to get a rise out of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Illinois.
It's like Robbie saying program.
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 Yeah, well, McAfee says that too. So, but I don't Illinois. And people would be like, it's Illinois.
Oh,
like, people would call in. They would. Like,
tell him
pissed.
It's Illinois. I'm like, it's Illinois. And just had the argument with them to drive them crazy.
Oh, so good. Coming up next, we're going to talk to our buddy Joe Rexroad. He's in Omaha. We'll get his thoughts on game number three tonight. That is all ahead. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Monday. Let's head to Omaha. Let's say hello to the other Joe of the 102.5, the game family. Joe Rexroad, who is in Omaha right now, of course, for us and The Athletic. What's up, Joe?
What's happening, guys? How are we doing?
We're fantastic. It's going to be a fun sports night. I know all you. I heard you and Robbie talking about this earlier today. I would actually love for you to be in a championship press conference with Tony Vitello and just scream out when Matthias Ekholm scores the game winner for Edmonton. I think that would be fantastic, because I know he wouldn't let you live it down.
I mean, it might happen. Like, I am definitely – I mean, that's another one, too. It's like, I was thinking about this, like, so if I'm streaming it, then there's no way I can record him, right, at the same time?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have to make a choice, you know, but I mean, I type fast. So I don't know, man. But yeah, I know he's a hockey guy, so maybe I can get him watching it with me.
You know, I what's funny is I know you muted Stillman, and Stillman does throw out some crazy things sometimes, but I do think he made a good point. Since ESPN has the rights to both, why they basically scheduled it on the same night. Like, game seven could have been last night for the NHL, and then college baseball has the spotlight tonight. Why do you think that was, why they did that?
No, it's a great – it is a good point. Yeah, still he makes some good points. He'll remain muted, but he makes some good points. thank you for passing that along, though. No, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, obviously, I guess you probably don't expect – both to go all the way to the end, maybe, right? Is that like you just don't think there's a great chance that that happens? But man, last night would have been perfect for, and another thing they don't know, of course, is that the two teams that we're going to play are, you know, half the globe away from each other. But if only they had that just one less day between 6 and 7 and then last night, Sunday night primetime, get the game 7, that would have been great. But, you know, I think for anybody who can just kick back and has multiple screens, it'll be a pretty awesome night.
We're talking to the fantastic Joe Rexroad in Omaha right now. So, Joe, let me ask you this. Be honest with us. Did you have a story written by the 6th or 7th inning on A&M winning the College World Series yesterday?
No. I mean, the good thing is it's a day game. Now, tonight, I will probably have some graphs written either way, you know, for either scenario that I can kind of plug in. But now with a day game, that's where ideally you just wait and you take it all in. You take in the interviews, you take everything in, and you go from there. But I did have, if they won, I had the plan to use the stuff that I got, which is courtesy of you, from the Bankies and also some other, the Sneeds and other parents I talked to about their heart rate stuff that you and I talked about a couple weeks ago. So thank you for that. Also, though, I thought you were in Omaha. I don't know if you heard me earlier, but I thought you were in Omaha because you're tweeting all these pictures. So I was like going up to dudes at this tailgate, like, is that Big Joe? Big Joe? And I'm like, where's Big Joe? And then Rob, is it Rob, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, nah, those are my pictures. I'm like, oh, geez.
Yeah, but he sends them to me. Yeah, that's right. Well, I didn't want to do that. I did it because I wanted Kuharsky to think I was in London.
Yes, exactly. The first person I thought about was, oh, we got to get PK. We got to show PK this. But yeah, so that was, it's a cool thing, as we've talked about. Like, I mean, these Apple Watches and their heart rates are like dangerous levels as they're standing there watching their kids pitch. So I did have the kind of idea of if they win, and it works out because Sneed is the guy who pitches the last pitch and that ball goes to the wall. And I'm like, okay, well then I have to do this. right. I mean, it's like, imagine what the rate, I still haven't gotten the number on that one, but I'm sure it was high.
You've been out there now for a few days. I mean, I guess you understand now, none of us that have been there, like, why is this sport? Why is this series? Why has it become so huge over the years? You're there kind of boots on the ground. You see it. I mean, it's palpable, right? You feel it there, the excitement and the whole city just enwrapped in this whole thing.
Yeah, it's an awesome event. I mean, this is the second time. So I was here 5 years ago with Vanderbilt. So that's the first time I saw, you know, this is way different now than last time. Now, last time the stadium was full, but like, you know, Michigan baseball, that's just not, you know, that fan base is not used to baseball being good. They kind of came out of nowhere. And Vanderbilt's a smaller fan base. So, like, again, they filled the stadium. It was a great atmosphere. But here I feel like there are so many people who aren't getting into the stadium. Like, it's a festival out there. It's just a great event. Like, 25,000 people in the stadium. They have all this stuff around it. It's right downtown, so there's all the bars and restaurants are all over the place beyond just the Jell-O shop place. There's a lot of other cool places, and it's cool to have it. And of course, when it goes 3, then you just have this, you know, cool little few days together. And obviously for these two fan bases, some of them have been here for darn near 2 weeks, but yeah, it's just a unique event. And I think it's a perfectly timed, even though the Cup final tonight, unfortunately, kind of takes some of the attention away. But a lot of times this kind of stands alone, right, on the sports calendar.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Well, and I'm curious, too. Joe Rexford is with us. How many people now have, like, a 2-TV setup that they can watch both? I mean, I feel like a lot of people are kind of, here in 2024, multiple screens is the norm.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, we switched to, like, YouTube TV, which is kind of cool. Yeah. You can do that split screen thing on your TV. In fact, I was going to say, I mean, that's what I will be streaming. You know, I guess it'll be on my phone. I could try to do it on my computer tonight. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of people are going to watch both. But, yeah, like, the atmosphere here, I've been – some people have given me crap because I'm saying it's, like, 70% Vols fans in the stadium. And Like yesterday, I was like, it's at least 70. I know some A&M fans are like, no, no, no. And you go on the streets, and there's tons of both. But in the stadium, Tennessee has a pretty distinct advantage. I don't know if that comes through on TV or not, but it's obvious in the press box.
Yeah, I mean, it comes through to me, especially when Dreiling hit that home run yesterday to go ahead. I mean, you could hear it. But how clutch was Cal Stark? I mean, I know he hadn't really done much hitting-wise, and then he goes and, you know, extends the lead like that, kind of gives him the cushion. To me, that's when things that, like, Vols fans could really kind of breathe that sigh of relief.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, he was 0 for 16 in Omaha until then. Yeah, obviously, not a great hitter, but he does have major pop. And so if you make a mistake to him, and that was a hanging slider, he'll make you pay. He's also, I think, one of the top leaders on this team. I mean, he's a fantastic, you know, he had the back pick yesterday, which was called incorrectly safe. They change it. He's really good at that back pick, and he's a tremendous defensive catcher. But I agree, that moment was the moment where it's like, okay, this is going to three. Now, you know, the Aggies still pushed there a little bit and made it interesting, but that was a huge moment. Christian Moore, after the game, was like on the field, and someone asked him about Stark, and apparently Stark in the dugout said to him, like, God, I'm like Ofer in Omaha during the game. And Christian Moore was like, well, then just go hit a home run. So it worked.
Easier said than done.
Hit a homer.
Yeah, well done. We're talking to Joe Rexroad, who's live in Omaha this morning for us. All right, Joe, I heard you and Robbie this morning talk about Vitello and that challenge about, you know, the ball hitting Christian Moore. I think it was brilliant. I think he knew it didn't hit him, but I also knew the fact that he thought that A&M's got a freshman pitcher out there, a little bit of the nerves, let him bake in that sun for maybe another minute or so and go from there and maybe get into his head thinking, wait, did I hit him? No, I didn't hit him. Did I hit him? Did I? You know, this whole psychology thing with it. I love it. I love what Vitello did yesterday.
If that's what he was doing, and that I like it too. I mean, that didn't even cross my mind. You know, I thought just Moore just kind of told him he thought he was hit. But yeah, you look at the replay, it's like not even close.
Right.
So maybe that was it. I got to try to find out, like, if that was really, because I don't think that came up at all post game in terms of what he was thinking there. But if so, I like it too, man. That is kind of the ice to kicker kind of thing. And, you know, that kid out there, I mean, he did tremendous compared to what his numbers were. Like when they brought him in the game, I'm like, why is this kid in the game? He's,
right.
You know, he's giving up a 370 average against with like 8.5 ERA, but you know, it's like a freshman who's just starting to come into his own. But you figured, man, with this lineup, it's going to be hard for him to hold it down. And obviously he made a couple mistakes and they made him pay.
Well, I think if Tennessee had only one challenge, I don't think Vitello would have done that, but I think he was successful in the other two. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go do this, because the replay, the ball was nowhere near him, and I'm thinking
right. It's
100 degrees, it's hot, the atmosphere is electric. Just let him kind of fester out there on the mound a little bit and think about, maybe I did hit him. And so it worked well. I mean, they won the game and all that went on there. But I thought it was a brilliant mind game from Vitello yesterday. And icing the kicker is a great example of that.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. That's that is some high level stuff if he's doing that. But yeah, make him think a little bit out there, and no doubt it was hot. I mean, that's why I was watching the balls. I mean, warm ups. I'm like, if they lose, like, I think I have to ask a question about the jersey choice. Like, why are you wearing black?
Yeah.
But they play well in those black jerseys. They, you know, there's a lot of that in baseball, a lot of superstition, and they usually win. So it worked out for him, but I was like, man, they might be like 15 degrees hotter per dude than the Aggies, and they're all whites on a blazing hot day. And of course, tonight, guys, it's supposed to be 100 or right around there at first pitch, so that should be fun.
Real quick, and I've gotten a lot of blowback from Vol fans, like, you don't know anything. Why not start Drew Beam in that first game? I mean, because, look, that pitcher, like, well, if we get two innings out of that starting pitcher in game one, that's great. Why not go with Drew Beam? Obviously, I'm an idiot, and I know he goes pitches always the second game, but always the most important game is that game, and the most important game on that Saturday was that game. I don't know why you don't pitch Drew Beam.
Yeah, I liked it because, to me, and I said this before, and again, it wasn't good for the balls, right? I mean, Stamos was out quickly just like the last time, and Causey didn't have a great night. But to me, it's like, if you win that game, you know, against their ace without your best, then you really got them in a bind. And it just, they've been kind of doing it this way, and over the course of the season, since they had to make the change, since A.J. Russell got hurt and everything, they've kind of been doing it this way on the weekends. And, you know, they win every series. So I hear what you're saying. I know some Vols fans are definitely coming at me saying what you're saying, Joe. Like, yeah, like why does he do this? But, I mean, it's a rotation that has worked for them. And then you have Beam now yesterday in what should be an advantage. And he was fantastic. And obviously, Texas A&M, Cortez, the kid out of the bullpen, was amazing yesterday.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then, like, you have the edge there. I mean, it does remind me of 5 years ago, guys. Michigan's ace won in game one against Vandy. And then Kumar Rocker comes out in game two and says, no, we're even in the series. And then they win game three. So we'll see if the Vols can take it from there. But, I mean, I hear what you're saying. But, you know, it'll work out. Of course, it'll work out really well if Xander Seacrest can continue – just his amazing end of season run here, and he's got one more shot at it.
Joe, I'm curious, and obviously they have to go win the game tonight, but how much of a change have you seen, even if it's a subtle one, in Tony Vitello and how he handles certain pressure type situations based on maybe what he's learned the last 2 years that have gotten them to this point?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, one thing that he has kind of been consistent in saying, if you even go back to 2 years ago, he wants the players to kind of lead the way. I mean, he's going to be who he is. Like, my gosh, yesterday we saw him. He was all over the home plate ump, like, immediately, right? So he's throwing dirt, and, I mean, he is intense in there. But as far as decisions and stuff, yeah, I don't know. He talks about how he, like, the players kind of lead what they are. There were these villains 2 years ago, and there were a couple guys who were just, I mean, they were just out there talking trash, and they were great players in Gilbert and Beck. And they got that villain persona, and he kind of, you know, got that too. And now it's like such a different feel. And he said, like, the kids kind of lead that way, that poise. I know that's not exactly what you're saying with decisions. I mean, you know, you're going to make good and bad ones as a coach. You know, he left Chase Burns in too long 2 years ago as a freshman, and it cost him against Notre Dame. You know, I don't know if I have a real beat on – I think he's pretty – maybe he's a little quicker to get guys now than he was. You know, he is quick. I mean, he's quick to get Stylus, but even yesterday, as soon as they got to Beam a little bit, boom, he's going to Combs. So maybe he's gotten a little bit more, you know what, I'm not going to leave that pitcher in, that extra batter too long to where it really costs us. That would be maybe one thing I could see as far as decision-making.
It's going to be interesting tonight for sure. Glad you're there. Jealous that you're there, but I know that you'll have a good time covering it, and we look forward to the breakdown tomorrow on Robbie and Rex Road.
Yeah, I will. It may be a little bit light on sleep, especially if, like, they win it and all of a sudden I'm trying to follow Vitello around bar hopping. It may be an all-nighter. Who knows?
We need videos of that if that happens. Thanks.
Oh, you better believe it.
Thanks for checking in with us, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Joe Rexrode joining us from The Athletic, and, of course, one half of Robbie and Rexrode mornings from 6 to 9 here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. When we come back, it's celebrity birthdays. And what day is it here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game? Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Monday. Again, Stanley Cup Final Game 7 tonight. We'll have coverage for you at 6:30 here on these airwaves. Appreciate Joe Rexrode for checking in with us. It is now time for Connor's debut on this. This is going to be a lot of fun. What day is it and celebrity birthdays? Take it away, Joe.
Connor, you want me to read what day it is?
I got it.
Okay.
Oh, he's ready. Look. Oh.
I got him pulled up.
The Speaker of the House. Go.
I got it. So today, the first one is International Fairy Day. So, Joe, put on your fairy wings, I guess.
International Fairy Day.
Yeah.
Love it.
The next one is Swim a Lap Day.
Swim a lap. So yeah.
That's good. Go swim a lap.
Yep.
The next one is National Pralines Day.
Praline.
I've never been a fan of a praline.
Pralines and cream ice cream is good.
Yeah, that's true.
It's pretty good.
I mean, I pray for leans all the time.
And then the last one is National Please Take My Children to Work Day.
Pass.
I figured you'd say pass.
No, I'm not going to do that. It's also one more to add to it.
I'm glad you're not bringing Beasley in.
It's World UFO Day.
Oh, okay.
Do you believe in UFOs, Speaker?
There may be life among us. We don't know.
I've watched enough Star Trek to think that there's probably more than us out there.
Okay.
It's a big sky.
All right, well done there, Speaker. Proud
not
of you,
the
buddy.
Big Sky Conference.
Hey, right, thank you.
Now, Speaker, you're going to do celebrity birthdays with us, okay? Even though okay. you probably don't know any of these people, which makes it even more fun. Our first birthday, the legendary, one of the most underrated drummers of all time, Mick Fleetwood.
Oh, a Fleetwood Mac.
A Fleetwood Mac. How old is Mick Fleetwood?
80.
76.
77.
Oh, nice.
Speaker, you ever heard of Mick Fleetwood?
I know Fleetwood Mac.
All right, there you go. Boy. That's him.
See, this generation, smart. He was RoboCop. Peter Weller. He was also in Dexter for a little bit. How old is RoboCop Peter Weller?
67.
63.
77. Jeez. I'd have missed that one
by 10
mile.
Years.
The very talented, the very beautiful, the very smart, the very funny, Mindy Kaling. She played Kelly Kapoor on The Office.
57.
44.
45. The Speaker of the House is up 2-0 over the vaunted boss man, Chase McCabe. Minka Kelly. How old is she? She was Derek Jeter's girlfriend, and she was also in Friday Night Lights, the TV version. Remember she left
so
the
she
show?
She got a gift basket?
Yeah. Remember where her character went to
She's
college?
Lila.
Yeah. Remember where her character went to college?
No.
Vanderbilt.
Oh.
She's beautiful. Good Lord.
44.
47.
44, exactly. See, you know,
he's
when,
back
he,
in it.
When you count the boss man out, he surprises you. So it's 2-2. Yeah. Well done there. I'm going down the list here. Let's see. More celebrities. Okay. Okay. The co-star in RoboCop, Nancy Allen. She was also in the movie Carrie. Nancy Allen shares the same birthday as Peter Weller, the original RoboCop.
70.
66.
74. Actress Michelle Lee from Knott's Landing. Today's her birthday. Very popular show, Speaker, back in the 70s and 80s. And into the 90s.
77.
72.
82. We're tied at 2. All right, we got this. Going down here. Got some good ones. We all doing all good today? Okay, great. Good to see you. Bass player, lead singer for Tears for Fears, Kurt Smith. How old is Kurt Smith? Tears for Fears.
66.
73.
63. By the way, the best sounding act I've ever seen in concert. They opened for the Hall & Oates in 17. Singer Glenn Medeiros. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You want to know how much I love you? From the 80s and 90s. Glenn Medeiros.
64.
58.
54. All right, we're tied at 2. The next one's going to bring it home. The next one will bring it home. I need one more birthday here to bring it home. Let's see here. We got, because you guys are tied at 2. I need somebody good here. Let's see here.
Any wrestler birthdays out there?
No. All right. Beyonce's sister, Solange. Is that how you say her name? Solange?
No. Solange, Adam Finkin says.
What is it?
Solange.
Solange.
Solange. Solange Knowles. This is for the win. How old is she today?
37.
44.
And the winner is Chase McCabe.
Ah.
He is on an absolute tear.
Hey, I gave you a run on my debut.
You did. Acknowledge
hey, man.
Me.
Yeah, you proud coming in second?
I am proud.
Right? Come on.
Even though second place is just first place for losers, as Ricky Bobby
first
says.
Loser. That's right. Speaker, you did a hell of a job, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Give it to us. Who wins game 3 of the College World Series tonight?
I think Vols win 12-2.
I think the Vols, I think it's pretty big.
Give me game 7.
Edmonton wins it 4-3.
Ooh. Overtime?
Overtime.
Oh! I'd love to see
you. You know what? I'll go a step further. Nashville legend Matias Ekholm scores the game winner.
God, that'd be great, huh?
That'd be awesome.
And I will take your Powerball numbers for the rest of your life. And
we'll get him on the show. I guarantee it.
Oh, heck yeah. I love that. All right. As we leave the show today, to our guys out there, listen, if you're struggling, we get it. You made it through the weekend. You had Sunday scaries, but you're here. And know that we love you. On your cell phone, you can dial 988. If you need to talk to anybody, please reach out, talk to somebody. As we say all the time, God has you on this earth for a great purpose, and nobody can fulfill that but you. Know that we love you. If something happened, you'd be tremendously missed. You're doing a hell of a job. Keep going.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. We'll be back to break it down tomorrow at 9. But Willie and D-Mace coming up next. Willie Donick and Adam Vingan, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.